T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown! Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham goes ham.
To the 10! 5! Lock the door! Touchdown, Barry!
Woo! And we start out with some action that didn't happen on the field.
What?
Before the game. Crazy surprise. No one saw it coming. They named the radio booth at AT&T Stadium the Brad Sham Home Radio Booth. And Jerry Jones was there, and it was on our pregame show.
Wow.
And it was an incredible surprise. So here's Jerry Jones coming to give the honor to Brad, and Brad a little choked up.
Brad Sham, you've touched more Dallas Cowboy fans with your personality and your way of telling our story than anyone that's in my mind on this earth today. Last week, Brad started his 40th season as a Dallas Cowboy. We're excited tonight to unveil for the first time the newly named Brad Sham Home just radio booth at AT&T Stadium.
What a weird name.
So from here on, you'll have to say Brad when you go through those doors to talk about the Cowboys over the air.
Well, congratulations. You've rendered me nearly speechless. You have brought all the people I love into this room. And I that means a lot to me.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. Touching moment.
Awesome moment that Al Michaels, a lot of local broadcasters and broadcasting friends of Brad's for a long time, as well as family and all that stuff, but it was a surprise.
Wow.
They kept it under wraps. I know Tim Collins helped set all that up, and it was
cool.
On our pregame show, and it was really awesome to hear it live. You're expecting just Cowboys pregame show coverage, and it went to that out of nowhere. I heard it live, and I was like, well, this is incredible.
Wait.
I didn't know this was coming.
How'd they set it up?
You know what? Christy helped set it up, and Babe
popped out of the cake.
No, they had to. If Tim was in here, he could give me the full details. So I think Babe said he had to go back up and get a paper or something because they were going back down to the field or something like that.
Right.
So something like that. I hope I'm not
an elaborate ruse.
Yeah.
I would like to hear the official name of it. Do you have it over there, Shippy? This sounds
Brad
like
Sham Home just radio booth.
Oh. That's a great name.
I did like that Jerry said that he'd been a Dallas Cowboy for 40 years, too. Which, I mean,
His voice is synonymous with Cowboys football. Like, you just hear his voice and it gets you in the mood for football, especially in the offseason. It's been a long time, and you hear Brad's voice, you're like, oh my god, it's almost time.
Yeah. And I bet at other stadiums they're just home radio booth doesn't have a name, so this is probably a very unique honor in that regard.
Now to the action on the field. It didn't take long for the Cowboys to get going as Dak found Tavon Austin.
Play fake to Elliott. Time deep. There's a shot and a man at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 5. A right turn for Austin. Tavon Austin. Touchdown, Cowboys. 64 yards for number 10.
Man, that was such a fun way to start that damn thing. So think about the adrenaline Brad's already got for that historic day, and then on the first drive, he gets to call that play 3 plays into this thing.
I was so excited at that point, and I felt like, all right, man, this season, it's possible. They've heard us. They've opened it up. They're going to demand that this offense does that. And they've used Tavon Austin. It was like perfection. I had no idea they were only going to throw for 96 yards after that. But that in itself was fantastic. And it just got the party started.
And there was a great GIF that had Landon Collins in the back because he was playing up in the box because, hey, they're stopping the run, right?
He
was
hard.
Way up. And you see him in the background as Tavon's running away.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Let's talk about the Tavon Austin reverse as well. That happened.
Pistol left for Prescott, first and 10 at his 43. Handoff, Elliott coming right. There's a reverse. Austin coming left. Prescott in front. Get out of the way. Austin across the 40 down to around the 37.
That thing had a little zip at that point, man. They had so much rhythm. It was the exact 180-degree opposite of the Carolina game. They had rhythm and momentum.
Yeah, and just fantastic execution on that, too. And they talked about this on the broadcast, but Zeke almost got hit. I mean, he was getting hit as he was making the transfer, and it was surprising that it didn't all fall apart. It was really a great job by Zeke to make sure to get that in the hands of Tavon.
Yeah, that nearly got blown up for sure. Now to the play that almost broke the internet in the first half. Rico Gathers active yesterday for the first time. And Dak got in a little bit of a bind and had to throw it away and threw it in the vicinity of Rico, and the crowd nearly went wild.
Play fake by Prescott. Flushed out. He's in trouble. Throws the ball down the field, and he still hit Terrence Williams in the hands. It was Gathers. Hit him in the hands at the 45-yard line, and he couldn't hold on.
You know, we were talking about this before the show started, the difference between throwing to Cole Beasley and throwing to Rico Gathers. It's about a foot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just this massive size difference. And there was the time that Dak tried to get the ball to Cole, and he underthrew it, and there was really not – Cole didn't have any chance on that, but you saw smaller target with one of those balls in the end zone. With Rico, I mean, he was so wide open. I mean, that looked to be just a super easy touchdown.
Well, on that play, though, right there, I thought Dak was throwing it away. I couldn't believe Rico even got his hand on it.
Yeah.
And he was draped. I mean, and you know what? He might have been throwing it away, and Rico just got over
there. He was throwing it away.
Yeah. He was throwing it away. He missed a wide-open receiver. I thought Rico
was wide.
No, that
was the first Rico play.
Oh, okay.
That was the one touchdown. That went off his hand.
Yeah. I thought the touchdown, he was wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open. Yeah. He should have hit him on that.
But this is the whole reason they're bringing Bryce Butler in. They're not bringing Bryce Butler in because they think he's a great player. They're bringing Bryce Butler in is because all their receivers are 5'10".
Yeah.
He's, you know, got a little bit of height, and if they're going to try to throw the ball downfield, they need some height on some.
Absolutely. Second quarter, the Cowboys had 4 sacks. So instead of cutting them up, you know, one by one, I decided let's just do them all at once. A second quarter sack montage real quick.
Manning in the gun, 3rd and 8. Crowd making noise. Manning 5 steps. Here comes the rush. Taco's got it. That's an Eli Taco. Wow, that was a tremendous escape by Taco Charlton. His first sack of the year. Back to throw. Steps up. Rushed. Down he goes. Antoine Woods has his first NFL sack. Try to throw. Flag down as Manning is sacked by a blitzing Kayvon Frazier. Now the ball back to him looking. They blitz him. They hit him. They sack him again. 4th time tonight and the first for DeMarcus Lawrence.
Man, that's when I was like, okay, this game's going to get out of hand. And the offense didn't pull away, but by then it was 10-0, and the Giants couldn't even drop back for a pass because the Cowboys were swarming.
I was a little bit concerned at the end of the second quarter when the Giants were moving the ball because we've seen it so many times. You score at the end of the half and then get the ball back, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm thinking, are we about to look at 10-10 or 14-10 after that incredible start? And the defense, to their credit, man, they buckled up and they derailed the Giants' momentum, and then we know what happened in the second half.
It was a dominant game for the Cowboys in which they only converted 3 of 10 third downs.
Wow.
Which, you know, it's like the identity of this team has completely changed. The offense just needs to not turn the ball over and just get some points and control the clock, and the defense, they're going to put it on their shoulders and they're going to be the dominant force in the identity of this team.
And when the offense slowed down and started to stall was when they went back to their week one crap of, here we go again. We're just going to run it into the box, and we're just going back to normal offense.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about the time they got out of the scripted plays.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are they doing?
And I think
it
maybe
was working the other way.
Maybe they reacted to what the Giants were doing, and then they got more conservative. But the whole point is, don't ever get conservative. You don't have to do that.
It's 10-0. Giants get the ball out of the half. We still got a game. Giants had the ball on their first possession, and then Damian Wilson makes a play.
Manning clapping his hands, Barkley on his right. Time ran out, no flag, and he's sacked, and the ball is loose, and the Cowboys are on a fumble at the Giant 27-yard line, and it's Taco Charlton with the ball. Damian Wilson, who got in and got the sack and forced the fumble.
So I want to throw something out there about what Taco did, and maybe it just happened that way. I thought he made the decision at first, when they and I didn't notice it until the replay. It looked like he was going in to try to scoop it, And then I think that little thing went off in his head, just fall on the damn ball, which is the smart play to do. And if he's thinking that fast, is he at? Because every single player, when they see a bouncing ball, is like, I'm going to get a touchdown. They're, what, 25 yards away or whatever? Smart, smart play by Tucker.
Yeah, I didn't notice that he was even going to think about picking it up and running. I did see it in another game. I can't remember which one it was yesterday. It was somebody scored on it, but it was one of exactly what you're talking about. Players from both teams were trying to pick it up and do something with it after they picked it up. But he just fell on the ball, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do. It takes a lot of discipline to do that.
This is Eli Tucker.
This is Brad doing an Elmer Fudd impersonation.
Oh, and
now, we should give Saquon Barkley a lot of credit. 14 catches. He never sprung loose, but he was tough to bring down. Cowboys didn't miss a lot of tackles. He took a lot of group efforts. So here's an Elmer Fudd impersonation from Brad Sham.
And Manning is going to hand the ball to Barkley up the middle, stutter step, and he avoided four people, and then Jeff Heath finally got him. Along with Jalen Smith, and I thought I heard Heath say, finally, you wascally rabbit.
All right. In honor of our cartoon conversation from earlier today, Brad weighs in.
13-0. The Giants are in the red zone, though. Still got a game, guys. Eli sees a little bit of daylight. He's going to run for it. Oh, no.
Third and goal. Low snap. He picks it up. He looks. He stands. He rushes. Oh, he's up the middle. He's running up the middle. And he's boom! Down at the 10-yard line. Jalen Smith with a swipe with the big blow. And down goes Frazier. Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
He got the crap knocked out of him yesterday.
That was
game long.
Awesome. And it could have been a lot worse. And Jalen Smith is a smart player. Mm-hmm. And that was a perfectly legal hit. It was just his shoulder. I thought Jalen Smith handled that exceedingly well because he could have probably ended the career of Eli Manning if he'd handled it any other way.
Did that make you guys, I don't know how you feel about Eli, but just even going for it like that, knowing he was about to get destroyed, made me respect Eli even more.
Yeah.
He knows the season's about to be over. He's been lit up all game long, and he's scrambling in the open field while that bulldozer's about to annihilate his Eli body.
That's a good point. But I'm also curious as to how much confidence the world has in Jalen Smith right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he had a good feel for whether or not Jalen's knee is okay or that he would be able to deliver that hit, or if he thought he may be able to surprise him. Who was it? Because didn't a quarterback put a move on Jalen at one point?
Yeah, it was a spare, too.
Because Jalen totally missed an open field tackle on a quarterback, and we were like, dude, it's a quarterback. And so I didn't know what was going to – I was hoping for Jalen he'd make the hit.
I think it was Andy Dalton.
Oh, that's right.
It was Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Andy Dalton put a move on him. We're like, whoa.
Right.
Eli did not make such a move.
You know what that made me think when they were peeling his carcass up off the street? It reminded me of that ill-conceived moment last year where his coach benched him and the entire state of New York was in an uproar. And you know how hard-ass New York people are? And I'm watching that going, that's why they caped for that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the Manning gene or whatever. He had been destroyed the entire game, and there he is at 3rd and 10 going, a field goal's not going to do anything. I've got to make something happen here. And he got killed. And I just thought about all those Giant fans getting behind him because of stuff like
that. Yeah, and Giants fans, what they have going on in their brains is exactly like what he has going on his face. And so they appreciate that as well.
Right.
And lastly, Zeke Ice is the game.
This third and two. Boy, they got to have this. Third and two. Handoff Elliott trying to get up the middle. He's still got it. He bangs across the goal line. Touchdown. Zeke Elliott walked the dog. Touchdown, Cowboys, with 5:45 to play. Woo! And there is a Zeke run.
All right.
That
big
drive
win.
Was incredible. 14 plays, 82 yards. That drive went for 8 minutes and 23 seconds. And that put the Giants out of business. And there was great runs, there was great passes, great catches thrown into tight windows. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic execution on that. It was hard fought. That was just I talk about this about Dak. That was will to win. Dak Prescott, he willed that game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.